loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. What do you do when you don't find him right away? Huh? Amen. Here's what this Shunammite did. She said, I'll rise now. She's really going to get with it. I'm going to get out of bed. Amen. I'm going to go about the city in the streets and in the broadways. And I'll seek him whom my soul loveth. It just depends on how bad you want him. Hallelujah. I sought him, but I found him not. Did she quit? She didn't quit, did she? She kept seeking. The watchman that go about the city found me. That's the night cop, the policeman. They found me. And it's past curfew. But she's seeking him whom her soul loveth. It don't make any difference if you love him and you want him bad enough. You won't let nothing hinder you if you want him bad enough. You won't let nothing stop you if you want him bad enough. Amen. You'll get up out of bed and seek him, praise God. Even if you run up against opposition, here she runs right into the policeman. Amen. And the other chapters, they didn't talk too nice to her. Amen. They found me. Amen. To whom I said, praise God, she took the initiative. That's when you seek him real hard and you want him real bad. You take the initiative, praise God. And she said, saw you him? You're just the man I was looking for. Praise God. Amen. Lauren Willie used to drive a 18-wheeler. And he, back before the interstate was a reality, Indianapolis was one of the hardest cities to get through in the whole country. I know. I drove through it. And it was tough getting through Indianapolis. And they had places where truck drivers couldn't drive, couldn't go. Amen. But he had found him a shortcut, and it was off limits to 18-wheelers. Amen. If he saw a cop, he would stop and pull over. He didn't wait for them to stop him. He'd pull over and say, hey, can you help me? I'm lost. And he got through Indianapolis taking his shortcut. How many a time like that? Praise God. He'd run into the cop, one that was supposed to flag him down, write him a ticket. Amen. Can you help me? I'm lost. She said, did you see him whom my soul loveth? Hallelujah. Boy, there ain't nobody but knows what it really means to really fall in love. And you know what? Amen. She said, but a little while I passed from them. But I found him. Hallelujah. She wouldn't be stopped. She wouldn't be hindered. The devil will hinder you even if the door is wide open. You may have to have some help from the saints of God, amen, to drive back demons and get rid of opposition with a door wide open. Paul said, a great door of effectual is open to me, and there are many adversaries. Hey, amen. Don't let anything stop you. Don't let anything hinder you. Don't let anything retard your progress. Keep seeking God. It was a little while, but I passed from them. But I found him whom my soul loved. How many have ever found him? Hold up your hand. You know then how it feels to find him, don't you? You know the reality the scripture says, seek and ye shall find. Because some of you have already found. How many found him more than once when you sought him? How many found him a whole bunch of times down through the years? I've cried out to him in the darkest valleys, in the most awful times. I found him able in the darkest times. Amen. I held on to him. Oh, it just never ceases to appall me. Amen. How that people can seek him and find him in a good service like this, and then so quickly they'll lose hold of him. Hey, God don't intend for you to find God in this service tonight and go up at Frisch's and yap and talk and gossip for 2 hours until you've lost all you gain. Amen. God don't intend for you to get in the good service and a half a dozen of you get together and wind up at somebody's house and stay up till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning till you've plumb forgot in the midst of your frivolity what God did for you in the service. You know what she said? She said, I held him and I would not let him go. Ooh, yes. Until I brought him to my mother's house. You know what she's going to do? Since she found him, she's going to take him home with her. The blessing you get in church won't do you much good if you don't take it home with you. If you'll take it home with you, it'll be there the next morning. The amazing thing about me getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I still felt it the next morning when I got on the school bus. You know why? He went home with me. He'll go home with you if you'll take him, praise God, and into the chamber, into the room of her that conceived me. I charge you, O you daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that you stir not up nor awake my love till he please. What she saying? I've got him and I'm going to keep him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I lean toward this interpretation of Solomon's song. That Solomon went on an excursion up in the country of his kingdom. And he dressed himself as a shepherd. And for a few days, he was a shepherd. But I don't know if Solomon even knew what was waiting him up yonder. And he found the most beautiful thing that he ever saw. Amen. And you know what? For both of them, it was love at first sight. But she thought he was a shepherd. She didn't know he was a king. Hallelujah. He came a long, long way from heaven. Came down to this old world. They thought he was a carpenter of Nazareth. But he did so much. And his words were so gracious. And they felt such a fire burning. They fell in love with him. They said, I'll follow him till the day I die. They didn't realize, some of them, that he was a king. Oh, some of them even asked the question, is not this the Messiah? And they had almost stumbled onto the truth. But they wasn't quite sure. He was the king. But then one day she looks up and she said, who is this that comes out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke? Amen. Solomon's done gone back and took off his shepherd's rags and garments. Praise God. Amen. He's already washed up and cleaned up. Amen. And he's already donned his kingly robes. And he's already called his guard. Amen. And then they're carrying his bear, praise God, and he's on his royal seat. Amen. And all those robes and all that beauty looks like smoke to this shepherd girl. But you know what it is? It's her shepherd lover
has put on his kingly robes, and he's coming to get her. And she's not going to be just the wife of her shepherd lover. She's going to be the wife of the King, praise God. Hey, if you'll take it by faith tonight, if you won't let him go, it'll not always be a valley. It'll not always be trial. It'll not always be scorched by the sun and frosted at night by the frost. Amen. It'll not always be hungry and thirsty and longing for the rest, because the kings are coming. Who is this? Amen. That looks like smoke. Who is this? In a cloud of dust. Who is this? What is this royalty? He gets closer to her. And he takes her in his arms. And she looks in his eyes. And she realizes it's her shepherd. Amen. But the shepherd is now a king. Hallelujah. King Solomon made himself a chariot of wood of Lebanon, as she said, all out of breath. He made pillars thereof of silver, and a bottom thereof of gold, and the covering of it of purple, and the midst thereof being the most wonderful of all. It was paved with love, lined with love. Amen. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can find him if you want him. If you seek him, let's stand. Let's stand. Amen. Go forth, ye daughters of Zion. Behold, look at King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals, in the day of the gladness of his heart. Did you know Jesus wants to come just as bad as we want him to come? You know why? That's his wedding day. The wedding of the bride united with the groom. It won't be very long until we'll see the king. But tonight he's appeared unto us in the service. We see the body of Christ in its work clothes. And sometimes we fail to realize how important it is until one day we see the king. One day we see his royal entourage. Amen. You know what? He's coming back in the clouds of glory. He's going to bring all his saints with him. Amen. And oh, you'll wish you was in that number that no man can number. Coming down from God. Grab a hold of him tonight. Feel after him. Seek him. Draw nigh to him. The promise is he will draw nigh to you. Amen. As they sing, praise God, come on. Let's seek him. Grab a hold of him. Hold on to him. Determine in your heart, I will not let him go. Amen. Are you woman enough? Amen. To grab him. Won't let him go. Are you man enough, like Jacob, praise God, to grab a hold of him and never turn him loose till he blesses you? Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Grab a hold. Hallelujah. With all four hands and feet. Grab a hold. Thank God and claim that promise. She said, I found him. You know why she found him? She sought him. You know why she kept him? She said, I held on to him. I wouldn't let him go. You can feel him in the morning. You can feel him at noon tomorrow. You can feel him ere the sun goes down. Because you grabbed a hold of him.
You took hold on Jesus. You was determined. You was man enough. You was woman enough. Hey, are you man enough to live for God? Hey.